Mr. Speaker, I hold the original appeal that was filed in this House. Even though we run to the wall under clauses 19 to 23, this is what the proponents have as part of the memorandum to the bill. Clauses 19 to 23 deal with the protection and support for victims, accused, and other persons. These provisions are included as a recognition of the distinction between lifestyle activists and persons who engage in the acts prohibited by the bill as a result of social, cultural, financial, medical, psychological, or biological reasons. This is in recognition that as minorities, these persons need the support, protection, and love of the majority to help them overcome their vulnerabilities and to give them options so they may be helped. It's only this portion I want to read. But, Mr. Speaker, in course of the consideration, this is what I already informed members that we needed to iron out this. And most of the religious bodies were supporting the fact that they would give people who are prepared to go through reforms the opportunity to go through. If we make a strict law that if you are found guilty or you practice in this, you don't have an option. Mr. Speaker, we don't have a community service. That would have been severer than giving the person a custodial sentence because the society would look down upon you. But to caution you or to give you a day's imprisonment or 1 month imprisonment, if we leave it to the discretion of the judge, they are also members of the society, they are learned, and depending on the circumstances. That's why I am comfortable if we give the upper limit without saying that the person must be imprisoned as the minimum requirement.